Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. I'm your host, Alex Clancy. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Do you agree with who Todd McShay has the Cardinals taking in his most recent mock draft? That's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm Alex Clancy. It's not CeeDee Lamb. It's not Isaiah Simmons. It's not Jeff Okuda. It's not a quarterback. It's Tristan Wirfs. Huh? Here's the thing. We've been so conditioned as media members and Cardinals fans alike to expect bad things to happen. And not like pessimistically, but to expect things to not work out. Even if you take the guy you think's going to be the right guy, or you trade up to get the quarterback that you think's going to be the right guy for the future. And then you're worse off than where you started with that draft pick. There were a couple that I talked to, that I talked about with a buddy of mine that's in the business as well yesterday. And they are Robert Kimdiche and Josh Rosen. Now, both of those situations were synonymous. And I'm going to bring it back to my original point in a moment. They were synonymous in the fact that the Cardinals didn't think that player was going to be available where the Cardinals were picking. Now, Kimdiche was at the end of the first round after the Cardinals made their long playoff run that year where they got punished in the conference championship against Carolina. Robert Kimdiche was looked at as maybe a top 10, top 15 guy, but he had the off-the-field issues. People didn't know how much of a drive he had. But you know what? It's like, we'd look like idiots, the Cardinals would, saying this to themselves. We'd look like idiots if we passed on this guy because everybody says he's supposed to be good, but he dropped just because of his off-the-field issues, more or less. So they take Robert Kimdiche. It didn't work out of the league. Josh Rosen, similar situation. Obviously, the Cardinals traded up from 15 to 10 to get him. But with all of the mock drafts and all of the conversations had for weeks leading up to the draft, had those four guys going in like the top seven. Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, and Josh Rosen, all going in the top seven. Todd McShay had a mock draft that went Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, and Baker going six. So when he dropped all the way to 10, the Cardinals were like, we need a quarterback. We didn't really expect a guy to be in that position for us to jump up and grab him, so we'd be doing our team and ourselves a disservice by not jumping up and grabbing the guy that everybody said was supposed to go higher than he did. And you put yourself in a situation where you're no longer looking at your draft board, you're looking at other people's draft boards. You're looking at other people's projections. And with the Cardinals at 8, jumping back to my original point, Todd McShay having Tristan Wirfs going to number 8, if the Cardinals are going to draft, stick, and pick at number 8 and not trade back due to a lack of, you know, enticing options or not getting a second-round pick out of the deal, which I believe is paramount if they're going to make any sort of move back in the first round, you need to stick to your draft board and not the top 100 from draft pundits. You need to do your due diligence. Watch your film, the film you have accumulated over time with all of these guys, and make the best decision for your team. Maybe it's Andrew Thomas. Maybe it's Jedrick Wills. Just because everybody says Tristan Wirfs is the best offensive tackle in the draft or guard in the draft, offensive lineman, it doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean that Joe Burrow isn't going to be the next Matt Leinart. Because he could be. We have no flippin' idea what's going to happen. None of these guys have played it down in the NFL. So you can only listen to draft experts so much. Just remember, even the best mock drafters only get like 5% of the picks right with the correct team. And most of those are in the first 3 or 5 picks. So, chill out, look at your draft board, and make the best decision possible from you, for your team with that draft board. Coming up next, has Steve Keim done enough this offseason to completely botch the draft and save his job? I'll talk about that next. Locked On Cardinals. Welcome back, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. So I posed the question before the break. If Steve Keim totally botches this draft, does he still get to keep his job? And the obvious answer is yes, but let's dive into this a little bit more. He's had, arguably, since the end of the 2018 season, a general manager of the year caliber run. Cliff Kingsbury, I guess, would be maybe the weak-ish link of that, and maybe not signing any offensive linemen of any sort of worth. Traded for Marcus Gilbert, was out for the year. Brought in Robert Alford. Two guys haven't played it down, so it's not really Steve Keim's fault with that, even though Marcus Gilbert hasn't played a full season in a long time. Let's just look at from the end of the 2018 season to now, with the moves that he did make, not ones that he didn't or passed on or things like that. The ones he did make, it's been pretty flawless. It's been pretty good. I mean, Terrell Suggs, it was kind of an ancillary piece. You knew that he was kind of past his prime, and it was kind of a money grab, and it was a hometown guy going to ASU. So it was mutually beneficial to have Terrell Suggs on the roster for sexiness appeal and maybe a little leadership, as it was for Terrell Suggs to get paid $7 million for 1 year, and it ended up not even being a whole season, and he won a Super Bowl. So kind of worked out that he got out of Baltimore. When it comes to everything that he's done, Jordan Hicks, Kyler Murray, Byron Murphy, Robert Alford, we'll see. I mean, Andy Isabella. See, the Andy Isabella thing is interesting because it doesn't matter if Andy Isabella was good or not, really. It matters that they got a second-round pick for Josh Rosen. So the trade was made for way more stock than anybody expected, at least at that point on draft day, than most people expected, because who would be stupid enough to trade for a guy that nobody wanted? Unfortunately, Josh Rosen, nice guy, just that's the nature of this situation. And they got a second-round pick. Yes, they passed on DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, but they got a second-round pick for Josh Rosen. After that, it was a win. Hope the draft pick works out. That would be an incredible story if it were to have worked out. It hasn't so far, but Andy Isabella's got at least one more year to prove that he's an NFL-caliber wide receiver. And I think he is. I mean, when he was given chances and he wasn't just jet sweep Andy, he had an 85-yard touchdown catch and run on Thursday Night Football. Prime time. So, and then through last year, Kyler Murray's the real deal. And then this offseason, obviously, DeAndre Hopkins. And then Jordan Phillips, Devon Kennard, etc. They filled a lot of holes that had severe need to get filled. So, at this point, between the end of the 2018 season and to this second right now, March 31st, 2020, Steve Keim has been in the best GM in the NFL conversation. I'm not saying he's the best GM. I'm not saying that his body of work before that should overshadow the greatness that he showed over the last 18 months. But still, it needs to be recognized when positive things happen that Steve Keim has done an excellent job as general manager of the Arizona Cardinals over the last year and a half. Through 1 year of Kyler Murray and through 1 year of Cliff. Sure, again, there were some weak moments passing on guys that would have immediately helped this team from the wide receiver position, especially. Byron Murphy was one of the lowest-rated corners in the league last year, but you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt, given that he was the number one corner with the other two guys that were supposed to be flanking him, and Patrick Peterson and Robert Alford, out for various reasons. Now, the question I posed was, will Steve Keim keep his job if he busts this draft up? Say they draft Tristan Wirfs, and he's obviously not made for the NFL, which I don't think is going to be the case, more likely to happen that would actually put a direct correlation between his job and security of his job regarding this draft is if they trade back, either don't get enough for the number eight pick, or if they trade back, get two okay guys, and they have the option to take Tristan Wirfs at eight or Jedrick Wills at eight, and one of those two guys ends up being the next Joe Thomas or offensive, you know, Trent Brown, whoever, and you end up getting ridiculed for trading back for an extra pick when you had a Pro Bowl guy at your fingertips. You just let him go. We'll talk about this more next regarding Steve Keim, what he needs to do to solidify himself as a general manager for the future. Next, Locked On Cardinals. Final segment, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. What does Steve Keim need to do to obtain pure, unadulterated trust from the Cardinals fan base and media members alike? It's very simple. Don't mess up. And I know that sounds dumb, like something a six-year-old would say to another six-year-old or, you know, somebody on, I don't know. It sounds stupid. It sounds elementary. But it's true. Be better at your job. And since we've said that, since we've called for that after the debacle that was the 2018 NFL season, he's done it. He's been better. He's been exorbitantly better. He's been exponentially better. Exponentially better to the point where nobody believed that he could pull off something like getting DeAndre Hopkins in a Cardinals uniform for David Johnson in a second round pick. Nobody. And we are in kind of uncharted waters here over the entirety of the franchise's existence in Arizona. They've never been good. They've made runs, one-year runs. Jacksonville made an AFC Championship game. Where have they been? Oh, they were one play away from the Super Bowl. I don't care. Tennessee, look at their run last year. They're never going to get there again. I mean, it's something that the Arizona Cardinals just haven't had. Success. They haven't had success. And the fact that Kyler Murray seemingly is going to work out. And on top of the fact that they've acquired DeAndre Hopkins, in my opinion, pound for pound, the best receiver in the league. They have Larry Fitzgerald. This is a time where the don't mess up adage is strengthened. It means more. There's a spotlight. There's a magnifying glass on Steve Keim. Hey, Stevie baby. We've put ourselves, or, comma, you've put us, end comma, in a situation that this team has never been in. This is the Bermuda Triangle for the Arizona Cardinals franchise. And it's your job to take it to the next level. It's your job to hit every draft pick you make out of the park in some capacity. Whether it be the first round, it's got to be a hit. It's got to be a hit. It's got to be somebody that can start. And listen, injuries happen. I get it. It happened with Jonathan Cooper. He had a compound fracture, I believe, before the season started. Was never the same player. Never played. Was never the same player. Coming out of North Carolina. You've got to hit. And if you trade back, which is something that people are questioning a little bit, because when did people start trusting Steve Keim to make draft picks? That's something that just kind of gets glossed over in this whole situation where they've jumped up myriad rungs in the power rankings for the NFL. I mean, there's no question. They're one of the most improved teams since the end of last season and definitely since the end of the 2018 season to now. But it's not long ago that Steve Keim was drafting Chad Williams. That Steve Keim was drafting guys that didn't even make the roster, fifth-round picks. So it makes me question why people think that, oh, trade back, get a second-round pick. I'm in that camp, and I don't know why I'm trusting Steve Keim. You're telling me that you could – so this is – say Tristan Wirfs goes. He goes early, which he might to the Chargers. There, people are even saying he could go potentially to the Giants, even though they'd be dumb to not draft Isaiah Simmons. But if they trade back and they can get, I don't know, who knows? Who knows who'd trade into there? Maybe they get the mid-teens and they can get Andrew Thomas or the kid out of USC, the offensive tackle out of USC, and then get a second-round pick and get DeAndre Hopkins, it's very hard to say, no, that's the wrong choice. But even though I'm in that camp right now, I don't know if I trust Steve Keim enough. It's kind of like when you get your training wheels taken off when you're riding a bike when you're younger. Parents say, whoever teaches you to ride a bike says, just ride your bike without training wheels to that tree. You're not saying, okay, take it around the block once and then we'll see if you scrape your knees up or not. We just want Steve Keim to drive, to ride his bike to that tree over there. And once you do that, maybe next year, you can ride your bike around the entire block. Go at it. Go have fun, son. Not right now. Ride your tree, ride your bike to that tree, and we'll go from there. That is the counter-argument to the Cardinals trading back and acquiring a second-round pick that they lost in the DeAndre Hopkins trade. But remember, you got DeAndre Hopkins. Remember, so it's like this. So say you're with your parents or whoever, or you're probably with your parents in this situation, and you're at Toys R Us, 7 years old, 8 years old, when Toys R Us were still around. This doesn't make as, it's not as great of an analogy. So when you're, you know, surfing Amazon.com or the app with your parents, it doesn't mean the same. When you're in an actual physical store with your parents, circa, you know, 1992, when I was growing up, as a young pup, and I see, ooh, that bicycle's awesome, or ooh, that miniature pool table's awesome. I want that. And mom says, well, I'll make you a deal. Your birthday's in September. It's July. I'll get it for you, but that's going to be your birthday present. You're like, ooh, yeah, absolutely, of course. And then when your birthday comes around, you're like, damn it. I don't have any presents. But you got your present, everything you wanted months ago. That's what the DeAndre Hopkins trade is. On draft day, you're going to be upset that the Cardinals don't have a second-round pick, and they have to wait like 50 picks between who they take at 8, or eight, more than 50 picks, obviously, than who they take at 8 and who they get in the third round. But you still got your birthday present. It was just early. And I can almost guarantee that any receiver coming out of this draft is not going to be as good as DeAndre Hopkins. So you got what you wanted. It was just a couple months early. And that's something the Cardinals fans have to remember. Alex Clancy, Locked On Cardinals. We'll talk to you tomorrow.